Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
6:22, let's get to sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products like Bud Next, neutral, great things to have stocked up when the sun is shining and it's hot out. You get done mowing the lawn or you get to.
Good weekend of them, man.
You get done stealing a lawnmower after mowing someone's lawn. At least you got something to drink there. You got something to drink. That's good.
It tastes good. After
good stuff.
A nice steal. Anyway, let's, sports. Gambling, I guess, is a sport now. Another day, another big sports betting loss for Mattress Mack. Brock, he's back in the news, man.
Back at it, man.
Back at it. Over the weekend, Houston furniture store owner Jim Mattress Mack, McInvale, wagered $2.6 million on Kentucky Derby favorite Epicenter to win the race. The bet would have paid an estimated $12 million. Unfortunately for Mack, Epicenter came in second, right at the last second, too, losing to the 80-1 long shot Rich Strike.
Say that again.
80-1 long shot Rich Strike coming up from the back. This is what he said in quotes. I thought I was home, man. I thought I was home, said Mack, who went on to compare the crushing defeat to losing $9.5 million on the Cincinnati Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He says, it reminded me of the Bengals-Rams gut punch. Well, dude, yeah, that's a gut punch. 2.6 mil?
Yeah.
Or no, 12 million? So he wagered 2.6 and could have won 12.
Could have won 12, yep. Dude, it was the second biggest upset in Kentucky Derby history. It's an 80-1 odds. Have you seen the video?
Yes, dude, and it's here's the thing. All right, first off, let me kick it up by saying, I don't understand why it's so interesting. People, the sports world is buzzing. No, it's not. No, stop saying that. The sports world is buzzing. It's a bunch of horses racing. I'd rather watch motors, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a majestic animal. But you know what? That majestic animal should be out running in the wild.
Just frolicking in a field, you know,
except
somewhere.
Except we're sitting there betting millions of dollars, shooting these things up with steroids. It's just, it's kind of sad.
And if they break their leg.
Done. Exactly. Just another sad thing that human beings do that you're like, wait, what? For what? And
look at this.
Okay, with that being said.
Look at this majestic creature. Oh, he's got a little bit of a limp. Dead. Oh,
see you later. Sorry. To the next one. It's just unbelievable, dude. Yeah. Like.
It's an interesting.
Feelings, you know.
It's an old-timey thing for sure. I think it's more of the. The race is obviously
like
a big part.
Switching out of basketball or a football. You know, the thing's living and breathing, guys.
Nowadays, it's become more of the social event around it. I think that's the big hats and the mint juleps and all these rich people talking about rich people things and then betting on animals. I mean, that's really what it is. That's really it's all about.
So the race itself, pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
Rich Strike,
Rich Strike wasn't even in the Derby until Friday because another horse dropped out.
80-1 odds. So here's the thing. This is what I'm wondering with horse racing. Starting to understand NASCAR a little bit better.
Yep.
You know, but for horse racing, how did Rich Strike have the, you know, the little turbo boost there?
I don't know.
It's not like he's drafting. They're not going fast enough to draft, right?
Maybe.
Why is he so much faster at the end?
There's got to be maybe some wind resistance in there. I couldn't tell you the mechanics around it. All right. It's usually like a 4'9" person that they huck up on side of these massive horses that are just all amped up and ready to go. And they just.
So if you watch the video, Rich Strike at the end when he takes off.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like kicking them. The jockey's up there like really working the horse.
Yeah.
And the other jockeys are just riding. I'm like, why aren't the other jockeys doing that?
Well, because I'm sure you could overwork the horse and get that thing burnt out. There's probably some timing to it, when to really kick it into high gear and everything.
Like I said, I don't know much about it. Maybe I should look more into it. But I was watching the video. I'm like,
dude,
why are the other jockeys just riding the horse? And the guy, Rich Strike, he's like up in it.
Yeah.
You know, kicking the thing. Let's go.
Yeah.
aren't the other guys doing that?
Dude, 80 anyway. To 1. That thing was back in the back. They make the turn, and that horse just, like, I'm out of here, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's out.
And think about 80 to 1. Dude, if you made a $100 bet, if you're like, ah, hell, I'll throw $100 on this guy, that's $8,000 in your pocket.
Dude.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start betting on horses.
Oh, I mean,
you never know, though. Nobody knows. The 80 to 1 horse, you never bet on.
Well, no, everyone thought what's his face was going to win, the Epicenter. He was the favorite.
Which he was up front the whole time, right?
And then you got this son of a bitch coming from the back who just joined the Derby on Friday, like, yeah, I'm going to win this thing.
Epicenter up front, and here comes Red Strike around the final turn.
I do feel bad for Epicenter because you know what he got at the end of that race? He got a sugar cube. At the end of the gun, like, that's it. You lost? Yeah.
You're dead.
You're dead, horse.
Dead. Yeah, go in the back.
And the jockey.
And think about
the
it.
The jockey got it, too. This is everyone.
Need a new team here, guys. Wow, though. Anyway, crazy big talker. The sports world is buzzing. About horse racing.
Yes, that's right.
There you go. Moving on. NHL playoff time, right? Nothing goes better with watching your favorite goes better with watching your favorite hockey team on the ice than an ice-cold beer, right, Brock?
Exactly. Yeah.
According to a recent survey, some fans drink more beer than others, obviously. It seems the thirstiest puckheads can be found north of the border in Toronto, where the Maple Leafs, the Maple Leaf fans average about 3.9 beers per game.
Ooh, that's Canadian beers, too.
Yeah. The Maple Leafs, listen to this, though. Let me finish this. Averaged about 3.9 beers a game, costing them about $58.50. What? Dude, if I drank 4 beers and I am $60 less in my pocket than what I walked in with,
making poor life
choices.
I'm kind
of pissed.
Yeah, yeah.
Making really bad choices. Dude, how? Like, how do you?
Well,
like, if I was the guy sitting there pouring the beer, like, I would be like, all right. I'll just give a few of these away for free.
Yeah, leave a couple there on the
trash.
Counter.
This is BS. Like,
now, okay, here's the thing. If they're Canadian beers are a little bit stronger, so you get more bang for your buck, all right?
No,
so
it's still liquid. I get it, but it's not worth $10 a cup. Sorry.
Yeah, they putting gasoline in these beer mugs? Good God.
Yeah, dude. Pisses me off. So anyway, right behind them, the Maple Leafs I'm talking about are Chicago, the Blackhawks, 3.8 per game. Tampa Bay Lightning and Colorado Avalanche, 3.7 per game. The Arizona Cardinals at 3.8. The driest, the pussiest of them all is in New York, where the Rangers consume about 1.8 per game. So.
What's even the point of 1.8?
Because it's probably $25 a beer in New York.
Good point, in New York. Yep. Yeah, it's not even worth it.
Went to New York one time, and I'm like, wait, how much?
That's why I just
New York.
That's why I get drunk in the parking lot before I go in. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Then you pass out during the game. At least that's what I did.
Didn't your brother do that too?
My brother did that at a Packer game. He got so
drunk.
He got so drunk, he ended up throwing up in his seat. They had to leave before the kickoff.
Jeez. Come on, man. I mean, it is the Packers. It's football. It's to be expected.
Those tickets ain't cheap, man.
Ain't cheap, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even back then.
You sit there, and you sit in your seat covered in your own vomit, and we'll leave when the game's over.
Yeah. Rethink curious. Anyway, hey, there was NBA scores. There was a lot of sports over the weekend. I'm going to maybe cover those next hour, but you got a phone. You can check those out.
Yeah.
More stories to come, too, because sports world is buzzing.
It is buzzing. Jeez. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Good morning. It's 7:20. Yes, Donnie, we are live.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Donnie just messaged me. You guys live this morning? Yeah, buddy, we're live every morning unless we're out sick.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
We're
not live, we'll tell you.
Yeah, you idiot. You big, stupid idiot.
How can we prove that we're live right now?
I just said the time. It's 7:21.
There you go.
03, 04, 05, 06, 07.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go, Donnie. Take that.
Yeah. Why do you think we're not live this morning, Donnie, huh? Because we sound too good, and he's like, "That's impossible." So you guys, like, there's no way you could sound that
we'll
good.
We'll do it live, epic.
He said, "Or on vacation." Like, we take vacation all the time, huh?
We already took vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to take another one.
Well, technically, I mean, when you think about vacation, I took 2 days off for a hog hunting trip. And then I had to stay home and watch the baby. And then I was violently ill, so I wouldn't really call it a vacation.
Yeah, wasn't fun.
No, it wasn't fun. I wasn't hanging out with your mom like I wanted to be doing, Donnie. Yeah.
Dude, it was Mother's Day yesterday. Relax on the mom joke today, would you?
I don't know. Donnie's going to get it, just like his mom.
It's terrible. All right, let's get to sports.
Sports!
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter. You jerk.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great new products. They're constantly coming out with tasty new things to wet your whistle. So just make sure you're stocked up with Bud Distributing.
Yeah. Stock it up, man. Yeah. Stock it up.
Stock it up.
The celebration after Rich Strike's stunning Kentucky Derby upset continued long into the night. Why do they announce it like that?
Yeah.
Anyway, Rich Strike killing it over the weekend, if that's how you say it. The 80-1 long shot. As this sports world buzzing. The sports world is buzzing.
I do actually have audio of the race. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
You'll probably have audio. It is. I swear to God. This is.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby. And they're into the stretch. And it's Messier, Crown Pride, and Epicenter is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire.
Guy's losing it, man.
The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
That's one of the biggest upsets in the history of the Kentucky Derby. Friday morning at 8 a.m., this horse was not in the race. An unbelievable...
In the horse racing world, big deal.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know if the sports world is buzzing. I don't know if he, but dude, that guy is going nuts. Has he ever been to a NASCAR race? Could you imagine? Well, I mean, would lose it. He would die.
I don't think you could, because that's like a 30-second race, and that is full amped up.
You know, okay, I get it. I can rally around it a little bit. You know, maybe once a year where I'm like, all right, I'll turn it on. But even turning it on and watching it, I'm like, it's just, I don't know. It's like realizing golf. Like, I love golf, but watching it on TV, get it, ladies. You know, it sucks.
I would rather see is, I mean, because horses are crazy, all right? Those things are just hauling ass.
Should be in the wild, though.
But I think they need to update the game. Maybe do, like, on Clydesdales. Like, that would be kind of cool. Big old Clydesdale. No,
how about this? How about we just don't, we let them go and just let them be horses?
Think about this. What about, like, miniature horses? That's, you know, get some, you know, so throw some monkeys on top of some miniature horses and let those things run down. That's what I'm saying. Like, let's say, how about we add some weapons into it? So, like, the guys can hit each other with,
you know. There are already weapons into it. It's used to put the horse down after he loses.
Yeah. Right. Who's the main winner? Epicenter? You know, he's just Epicenter. Sitting there. He's like, look, guys, I didn't think that he was going to come from behind like that. All right?
Sugar cube o'clock, Epicenter.
Yeah, there you go. You were supposed to win the race, Epicenter. Now you're dead. No, I think they just need to update it. Like, I feel, or maybe make them go around the track a couple times. Like, I mean, it's just halfway around, right?
It is just halfway, isn't it? Yeah. Or no?
Or let
go
the
all
jack,
the way around?
No, it's just halfway, because they start at one point and then they go around, I think, just to the other side. I mean, it's only 30
seconds. Just a crazy sport. And you know what? Like, to go, I heard, is pretty fun. You know, the mint juleps or whatever they call it, the big hats, and then you feel like you're rich for a weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I just, it's majestic.
I like my horse racing off-site, all right? You go to those shady little off-site betting places where it's a guy behind a bulletproof glass and a wife beater. He's smoking a cigar, all right? You got the TVs up in the corner that haven't been updated since, like, 1994. There's still the old crank knob style, and they got the race on there. It smells like cigarette in there. They got one vending machine full of, like, old chips. That's where I like to do my horse betting.
Right? There you go.
Not with all big hats and mint juleps.
Yeah, horse racing over the weekend was extravagant, and it had the sports world buzzing. And I'll tell you another thing, another person that was probably buzzing. Another day, another big sports betting loss for Mattress Mac McInvale over the weekend.
I love this guy.
Yeah, the Houston furniture store owner is, like I said, Jim Mattress Mac McInvale wagered $2.6 million on the Kentucky Derby favorite Epicenter to win the race.
That bet would have paid an estimated $12 million. And he had it the whole time until, well, unfortunately for Mac, Epicenter came in second, losing to the, like we were just talking about, the 80-1 long shot, Rich Strike. Damn you, Rich Strike.
You know, he had to just be sitting there, probably like got a big old leather office chair inside his office, just we had it on the TV, and just was like, are you effing serious? The 80-1 long shot? Yeah.
This is crazy. You're betting $2.6 million on a race, dude.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel? Like he's addicted at this point, right? He like likes the rush.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
for
you
sure.
do anyway, regardless. I mean, that's
winning
gambling.
That kind of money, yeah, but you're also losing that kind of money.
Well,
so.
Yeah. What the gut. So this is what he said. He said, I thought I was home. He went on to also say, compared to the losing crush, the $9.5 million on the Cincinnati Bengals loss in the Super Bowl, he said it reminded me of the Bengals-Rams gut punch. That's so much money. It's craziness.
Yeah, Mattress but did he tie it to something else?
Yeah, like, I think he did. Like last time, he counter betted with something.
Well,
right?
it was
no matter what.
Well, it was if you came in and buy furniture.
That's what it
and
was.
And you remember? So it's like he sold like millions of dollars in furniture.
What was it? So if you bought more than $3,000 worth of furniture,
and the Bengals won, the furniture would be free.
Free.
Yeah. Or it was like $5,000, something like. But anyway, yeah, that's getting into the.
The guy's smart, dude.
Yeah. So I don't know if he did that with this one. I hope he did, or at least he hopes he did. So.
Mm-hmm. One more quick story here, man. Texas running back Robinson. He made the struck on the coolest name, image, and likeness deal in all of college sports. Listen to this, man. Robinson announced that he's signed a partnership with a Lamborghini dealership in Austin, Texas.
Damn.
Posted a photo of himself in one of the dealership's vehicles. Not clear if Robinson will be given a Lamborghini to drive, but or how the University of Texas students will skip paying their tuition to buy one for the standard sticker price of $200,000. But this likeness deal, the college people and anybody can sign it.
Yep.
These likeness deals. You don't have to be dunking, you know, in college basketball. You don't have to be on the field throwing. Like that cheerleader kind of likeness deal for grabbing the basketball off the top of that hoop that one time.
There might be some, I mean, yeah, band members, chess play. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Boom.
Now at this point, yeah, they can actually get.
You just got to get in the people's, you know.
Yeah.
Got to get in the attention of the public eye.
Yeah.
What could we do to get some likeness deals, bro?
Nothing. I mean, we've been trying for 6 years. Look at where we're at.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Come on, give me that check. I want
give
some
me
money.
Give me that.
So anyway, yeah, old boy signing a deal with Lamborghini. That'd be pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, yeah. I think we could probably sign a deal with, like, Fiero, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Canelo lost over the weekend. I don't really have too much on that. I tuned in at the very end. Kind of a crazy fight there. There's just so many sports over the weekend that we can talk about, and I'm going to spread it out over the week, so deal with it.
Good enough. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.